assuming in this case that there is a reasonable degree of probability that he will not be called for the grand jury involuntarily. Why? There is nothing in the testimony of the defendants that will in any way implicate him. And O'Brien is concerned that the minute Dean goes down there, he could then assure a fishing match between Magruder, Mitchell, Dean, and others in the White House, which is not inevitable, is that you are wait and play the brakes. Now, that's, of course, what we've been doing for 9 months.
Why is this possible? Is this possible?
Well, you know, you've got to remember that we, quite candidly, I don't want one of our guys hurt. And I said, boy, honestly, we'll pay the price. I can take it.
Well, good.
It's just personal. And if that's the tail wagging dog. I must not, I know, but it's a lot of people besides being involved.
Well, sure, but at the same time, you know, I say so.
There isn't anybody involved in this thing that's worth pulling down the prisons.
Yeah, you're right.
And that's Mitchell and Magruder and Mate and Bob and everybody else. We didn't give up whatever we gave up to come here to leave things worse than we found. And I don't think there's any one of us that feels that we ought to be defended at the expense of the president.
Now, let me ask this. Is there anything we can do in the way of a statement tomorrow along these lines that the Senate committee will you don't want to take them on if you're going to work on a deal of cooperating?
I can. And you can.
There
was a press conference today by Weicker, and he pissed on the White House again today. Ostensibly, he was going to go out and criticize the LA Times. He praised the LA Times, and he said that it's really troublesome to him that the evil genius behind this whole thing now sits in the White House this very moment. And Bernie's guy who reported this to O'Brien or somebody who reported to the innuendo was home. Now, both Mindings and Gray have contacted Weicker and said, what are you talking about? He said, well, I'm just drawing on common knowledge. It's a great idea, it's a great idea. But he's playing this for every bit of ink he can get out of. Now, that gives us a natural springboard if we want to take it. Or somebody who can toss it, or somebody who can pop off.
Even without me, in other words, take the last sentence of our statement.
Yeah.
But maybe that couldn't be get out tomorrow. These charges are being made. The proper place, now charges are being made, and innuendo as the criminal act.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the proper place for those charges to be heard, and the only place where an individual can get a judicial affair. leaping from the center. I'm sensational, but unsubstantiated. I would have read it unfounded, we're not sure, but unsubstantiated, uncorroborated, basically, but uncorroborated charges. But have been, slam them that way without really digging them on.
I'm proud of
that. I am from the Sanitarians.
Yeah.
Select committee. Select committee meetings. I
have
been asked, which is that, which I understand is over the strong objections of the chairman and some of the members of the chairman and other members of the committee and several other members of the committee as well, which I understand. The chairman and several members of the committee strongly disapprove of with that, if you have any safer. Of executive privilege in the case of a White House staff member, past or present, charged with wrongdoing. Right. Charged with, rather than wrongdoing, with illegal activities. I like that word better, right? Wrongdoing is ethical. Illegal activity is illegal. I guess what I mean. Oh, yeah, charged with illegal activity. I want to make a brief statement on that subject. Our previous statement referred to executive privilege as it related to Congress. This statement relates to executive privilege with regard to proceedings in a grand jury and any illegal actions. Here, it has been our policy in this investigation today, and it will continue to be our policy that any president or former member of the president of the White House will cooperate with the grand jury. And that there will be no executive privilege with regard to no executive privilege with regard to questions relating to any illegal conduct on the part, charges of illegal conduct on the part of former president, White House staff members. Giving away any ground there that we don't have to go with. It would be argued that we are, in effect, inviting grand jury attention to the Colson being charged. Ron, what does this mean? It's the president delivering John Dean to the grand jury. All right. Now let's see what our option is. Our option is to wait until we try to work a deal out there. That's either that or to wait until the seven defendants are finished testifying, and then depend on inside information to indicate whether or not Dean is likely to be called, and if he is, jump in ahead and volunteering, which is what he's arguing for. We're going to do that. I'm not going to throw Dean up. As an example, as a matter of fact, I have no right to throw Dean up without throwing Colson up too. This might be seen as throwing a boat on Colson. And maybe the prudent thing to do is make no statement at all at this point and pass the opportunity. Or to make some statements supportive of Mitchell, if you want to do that. Clint Ziegler on his own to say the president always supported John Mitchell, and the president continues to have confidence in John Mitchell. What you might do is the thing that I did with these editors, publishers, and say this: the most exhaustive FBI, the most exhaustive grand jury proceeding, resulted in no charges against any past or present member of the White House staff. Right? far, there has been none. Ride that through, you make your deal with the Congress.
That's right.
You know, you didn't have, but you reiterate the fact that nobody has advanced any evidence. But can he say anything tomorrow, though, that's a, rather than trying to defend Mitchell and what is in the president defends the people that are under attack. Everybody says, well, God damn it, why doesn't he let him testify? Can I change the subject just a minute? It's better time. Suggestion. We went through the scenario with Timmons about the possibility of taking it. Timmons tells me that Eastland tells him, QT, that he probably can't get Reagan in front of the committee that he has not stand. On the other hand, it is still battling. He's just provided Eastland with a whole lot more documentation about a rigorous investigation of the Watergate that had taken place and so on and so on. And Eastland told him that he could get him out of the committee and take him, and that he'd be tabled until after the completion of the Oversight Committee investigation. This is very attractive to Gray. He wants to stay on that.
Sure.
Now, he's kind of curious about this. He says, I think the president's got to consider who he wants to have holding the levers of power of the FBI during the Urban Select Committee hearings. And he said he's certainly better off with a friend like me than he is with some stranger coming in there trying to get control of things. Now, that all translates to me into, if I leave there and somebody gets into that attic, they're going to find stuff that they won't find if I stay there. Now, I said then to Pat, look, if Bill went through the option, four options, table and kill, table and per year, whatever, through the other thing, pass or the beat. And I said, I think the president's going to have a crack at this, don't you, Pat? He said, absolutely, he certainly does, and I hope he calls it late before him soon and let me know what his decision is. He's still battling, he's still contriving, he's got guys working on his confirmations, so on and so forth. Timmons tells me that Bernie's moving away from Gray. They could get him back on the basis of what they're going to tell Andrew Irvin. It might get left by us on that basis. There are two or three others that they could get. They'll get McCollum and Eastland, and that might be enough to pull it off. But Bill says, frankly, the way to do this, if the president decides that Gray ought to be two, is just to relax. And Eastland's being pressed by Byrd to bring it on the committee. He'll have to do it within a week or so. If he does, if we don't go to extraordinary lengths, why he's dead. And it'll be done by the committee in the president's hand. Have we seen it? So an unanswered question at this moment, and I don't know the implications of that. He's enough of a soldier that I'm sure he would go away quietly, and you know, that we'd not hear him. God only knows what squirreled away over. Anyway, what I'd like to do is done the issue of your reaction, and then maybe we just have to go and make a paper. Yes, we could make a fight to get him taken. And let him language there. We were ready to pull the plug on him. That way it's working out. I think that's what we better do. I don't think we're gonna find any goddamn trouble on it. I must say I thought it. But run it by Dean. See whether Dean feels that we make the rest of the money very, frankly, bite the dust.
All right.
And, certainly the country, here again, if you're talking about the president of the country, needs to have confidence in the FBI. Confidence I don't know why someone, you know, he's getting a bummer and he gets splashed.
Right.
But then they do it. He says morale of the Bureau is excellent, and the Bureau is very upset at the innuendo that's been slipped toward it.
Well, let me say this. Let's go back to Green. Let's go right. Dean's the guy that will know.
Right.
I'll take his advice, and let's do our very best we can to get him to the table. The same table as life to her. Have our own people come to him, because that's what he should know.
Yeah. He's getting leery at this point.
Very
leery. I wonder what's going on.
Well, if we are ready set for election next time, and
he's been on too lazy,
you know.
They're all scared.
Sure.
They're scared.
I understand.
You look at the McCord thing, I'll buy it, so it's all. And then scared about it, because what it is, you're just one of the best who was convicted. He's frankly informing on others. He doesn't have.
Just the charm.
I took a flyer. I gave a long Q&A to the Chicago Tribune the other day, and they asked me about this. And I kind of a flyer to the court that's moving out. I said, you know, if you've been around the courthouse very much, this kind of thing is commonplace after major criminal trials. Frequently have a criminal defendant who comes in and either says he was framed or says that perjury convicted him or something or other. This happens to be a more notorious case, but it's not unusual. And I think perhaps we're going to get some advantage out of it.
Let me say it. I think part of the PR thing should be an attack on the court.
Yeah.
I think it has to be.
Well, as an informer.
That's only as an excuse a convict, huh?
Well, an excuse why. Correct. So that we're sure everything's out.
Correct.
And then.
But I think he's got to be correct. Getting back to this thing, John, that you see nothing that we can do on the offensive side, and then on tomorrow, if we put the title on the defense.
Well, no, I think we could clarify the executive privilege thing. Now, the other thing we might do is simply clarify the executive privilege thing generally with a statement that says the operative phrases are cooperation and disclosure. And let's say we go back over the Times is the second. I said, our purpose is not to cover up. The purpose of the executive privilege is not to cover up. The president has directed that all members of the White House fully cooperate with investigative agencies in getting at the bottom of any charges regarding illegal activities. We have done so today. And we will do so with not only the grand jury, but with the Senate committee. But as far as the Senate committee is concerned, we will not participate. We do not think that is in view of conduct which Chairman Irvin and other members of the committee have been for this past week. We do not believe that that's a basis for not cooperating with Congress.
No,
that's something else. But I was going to say, as far as the Senate committee is concerned, I would put it in the more public. We will cooperate there. We are ready at this time to work out with the chairman of the committee and the members of the committee a satisfactory method where they can all, where members of the White House staff can be questioned fully and will urge information with regard to any charges as to illegal activities are concerned. I want to put the illegal activities in because I want to keep the White House staff and so forth out of the goddamn who ran the campaign methods and so forth. I said, we're going to Then, may I say, if you do that, then I would broker that. I hear that, I get this Timmons and these people up there, and I know they work hard, but they don't sort of miss the go-go guy. A greater than don't we? What you need is to get Peruti and Timmons and a whole bunch, and everybody in the way, your office, Ken Cole, anybody who's getting here, to get this the hell up here to the leaders, to our values, and so forth, and not only the president. In other words, it's there that you've got to break the boil. Also, the Rudy bunch, you've got to Dick Wilson and the columnists that have been eating their ass out here. But the lead of that will be White House ready to work out a cooperation with their committee. And incidentally, we may be well advised to do so, or will. Let us suppose, for example, that John Dean, and I hope it was true, it was to be right. Let us suppose that no charges, but McCord charged Dean. He charged Dean with hearsay twice removed. I see. Well, the lawyers tonight are carrying the chagrin of the committee members at the inferior quality of the testimony. Quite so with Dean, when McCord goes by the grand jury, when you make the grand jury with them, they'll ask him undoubtedly. And will they have called in? Not necessarily, because the premise is that McCord's answers will be deemed to be so lightweight that they won't achieve the necessary quality. In other words, McCord up to date and come through as much as they thought. That's right. He claimed that, or whether the committee told him not to come back without corroboration. They either do or they don't have any higher-ups. his point. There's no guarantee in this thing. The probabilities are at least substantial enough to play with.
Well, the other thing that troubles me a bit about the league thing is I don't see how you could possibly have a league thing without having a coach.
They're going to coach me at